is conditional use number 1751 Dartmouth Ventures LLC.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for one or two business offices or one or two retail shops to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 26,330 square feet, more or less, lying at the southwest corner of Wilkins Road, being Road 206 and Route 1. Gentlemen, we did get a request from Robert Witzel, Jr., attorney here in Georgetown, that this application is intended to be amended by deletion of the retail shops, so the intent is for office space only. We have a couple of agency comments. From the Department of Transportation, we had a support facilities report making reference to this site being located, they referred to as Cedar Neck Road for comments and Delaware Route 1 for comments. We are advised that the present level of service under the Cedar Neck Road would be level of service A and could change to level of service E, and that the existing road conditions on Route 1 could change from level of service B to level of service E, but that a traffic impact study is not recommended. And in their report in letter form states that the property is adjacent to Route 1 and is therefore subject to the Department's Carter Capacity Preservation Program. Makes reference to the main goal of the program is to maintain capacity of the highway. That the state strategy refers to this site as being within a level 4 investment area, intended for the encourage of preservation of a rural lifestyle and discourage new development. That the Carter Capacity Preservation Program also states that no new or expanded access to Delaware Route 1 will be permitted in a level 4 investment area. The department will not approve a commercial entrance to access Route 1 at this site, but the property owner will be permitted to develop an access to Wilkins Road. The access to Wilkins Road will need to be situated as far west of the property as possible. Additionally, in reference to the Carter Capacity Preservation Program, the department has developed a concept plan to modify the intersection of Wilkins Road and Delaware Route 1. Concept plan recommendations to close Route 1 median, eliminating Wilkins Road eastbound and westbound through and left turning movements. The Route 1 northbound and southbound left turning movements will still be permitted. Also, as part of the Carter Capacity Preservation Program, the department is planning to build a bridge over Route 1 south of Wilkins Road to connect Cedar Creek Road and Cedar Neck Road and build ramps to connect those roads to Delaware Route 1. However, we do not have the funding programmed to build either of these improvements within the next 6 years. Based on the transportation issues in the area, we recommend that any conditional use approval be conditioned upon the trip generation of the proposed use not exceeding what would be expected under the current residential use, which is 10 trips per day. And that is our recommendation, and it's signed by William Brockenbrow, Jr., County Coordinator. And from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we're advised that this site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that the proposed project adjoins the City of Milford and is within the City's future growth and annexation area, and that the applicant should contact the City of Milford for information regarding central sewer. And finally, that a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And gentlemen, I believe you previously received a booklet from Mr. Witzel. Do you have those? No.
No.
Okay. For the benefit of the commission, I'll pass those down. I thought they had been sent out. And that booklet does include some photographs of the site, or the structure on the site, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed, a copy of the future land use plan from the comprehensive plan, a copy of a site plan, and a proposed findings of fact and conditions of approval. That's all I have, John, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone in the public that has an interest in this application this evening? Interesting to see what you all are interested in. Anyway, since you're not interested in this one, I won't invite you to come up and look at the exhibits, but just in case they produce some and you want to see them, you're welcome to come up and take a look. And the chair recognizes Mr. Witzel.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Robert Witzel. I'm here on behalf of Dartmouth Ventures, LLC, whose principal members are Mr. Bill Vernon, who apologizes he could not be here tonight due to scheduling, and Arnold Wells, who is sitting to my left. Mr. Wells and I have similar hearing difficulties, although my secretary tells me that mine is that I only hear what I want to hear. So if we address Mr. Wells, I might have him walk closer to you or ask you to speak a little louder to him. Secondly, thank you for facilitating my schedule tonight. I appreciate that very much. I've submitted to you a packet of information. I'll go through that briefly, as I know we have other places to be tonight to watch the game. On the left-hand side is a packet of four photographs. First of all, the upper left-hand photograph shows the site, which is 26,330 square feet, just about 5/8 of an acre, located on Route 1, where I am standing, where the picture is taken, and the corner of Wilkins Road, which is diagonal to the photograph. That white fence is along Wilkins Road. The property is just less than, the structure is just less than 50 feet from Route 1. The front of that structure is in the second picture, showing the notice. The driveway is allowed to be used for residential purposes, but according to the DelDOT report that Lawrence just read to you, we will not be permitted to use that site, that driveway, to Route 1 for commercial purposes if you approve this conditional use application. The fourth picture on the back, and the third and fourth pictures display the rear of the property. There is a two-car garage. It's a two-story building. There are three bedrooms now in the premises, which we propose for two professional offices, two different professional offices, and a breezeway, dining room, living room, kitchen, and 1.5 baths. The final picture that I took is that of Hearthstone Manor, which is proximate to the site at the intersection of Route 30 and Wilkins Road on the southwest corner of Wilkins Road. And the purpose for that photograph is to remind you that that was approved for quality retail, offices, and residential. So we believe that is not at our application for up to two professional offices is not out of character with the surrounding community. The property is presently zoned AR1, and our application, when I say two office building, a conditional use for two offices, I would mean up for two, not to exceed two separate offices, not just two office spaces, but I would presume that the first floor would be shared by two different offices, as would the second floor, or if my clients had an applicant or a person interested in the second floor only, there would be two separate floors of offices, but not to exceed two different offices.
Two different businesses.
Two different businesses. Yes, sir. Thank you. On the right-hand side of the packet, behind my proposed findings of fact, is the future comprehensive land use plan map. I always have difficulty reading these, but I am quite sure that the area surrounding our parcel is in pink, which indicates a town center. I don't think it's in the developing area. I've blown this up, and I'm quite sure it's in the town center. It is adjacent to the Milford Municipal Water and Sewer Systems, adjacent to the municipal boundary line of Milford. We are also within their study area for their expansion of their water and sewer systems. We are also within their study area or expansion area, proposed expansion area for annexation. So we believe that this is in compliance with and in character with the surrounding Milford community, which also has commercial and quasi-commercial uses. The parcel is served by the Delaware State Police Troop 7, also by the Milford Police Department, if they are willing to come out of their district, by the Milford School District, and by the Carlisle Fire Department. We believe that the application is in compliance with both your adopted January 2003 Comprehensive Development Plan and with the approved but not yet confirmed by the state June 2008 Comprehensive Plan update. The 2003 Comprehensive Development Plan guidelines for this area include retail stores, professional offices, and recreational uses. The 2008 plan defines the town centers as an area of significant growth to be clustered around incorporated municipalities in unincorporated areas just beyond municipal borders, which I think we fall directly into. It recommends less land use for intensive industries and emphasizes infrastructure. These are your words, not mine. Infrastructure holistically and not focus on business parks. You know what that means probably better than I, but I think we comply with that recommendation. I took a quick look at the comprehensive, the RPC plan for Hearthstone Manor, and it did in fact reveal their intent to have office and retail uses at the corner of Wilkins Road and Route 30. I presume that those office uses would be commensurate, equal to, or similar to the two professional offices which we propose. Mr. Vernon is in the real estate profession. He has no immediate plans for an office, expanded office for his real estate, although that is a possibility. We hope that leases could be provided to other small professional offices, perhaps medically oriented office facilities, that type of thing. We originally applied for up to two retail stores after Mr. Vernon spoke with neighbors, and after consulting again with me, we deleted that request because we thought it might be too intensive a use for the area. Practically speaking, this parcel is so close to Route 1 that people could not sleep in it at night. People could not sleep it at night before my clients bought the property. It was no longer a reasonable residential use, and for that reason, we think this application should be approved by you. I have nothing further for you, although, would you stand up, Arnold? And would you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Arnold Wells.
And Arnold, we've gone over the application together. I know that you might have had some difficulty in hearing me, but did you hear me and did everything
yes.
I say, is, can you confirm that as being true and correct?
That is correct.
You've spoken with Mr. Vernon, and could you tell the commission just briefly what type of professional offices you have in mind?
If this should be granted, we were talking about an accountant, possibly a dentist, or at some future time, a real estate office, something along small, not a lot of traffic, but has excellent exposure on Route 1, and that's why we purchased the property.
And you understand, as does Mr. Vernon, that DelDOT will prohibit you from using the driveway that now accesses Route 1?
Route 1, that is correct.
DelDOT has also suggested that a residential trip generation per day of 10 vehicles should be considered by the commission. Do you anticipate that there would be more than residential use of the property from a traffic point of view if it were approved for offices?
I wouldn't think so once the renters got in there, the tenants got in there. There shouldn't be a lot of traffic from then on.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
Yes, thank you. On your plan that Mr. Murphy has, Charlie Murphy's office has drawn, is the intention that the house stays?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So you're going to renovate?
Mainly the front.
There are no anticipated plans to change either the footprint or the structure.
Okay. What about, have you gone to Melford for sewer and water? I mean, what is it? I kind of heard all your syllables, but I didn't understand how. If you don't get it, what are you going to do? What's there now?
And right now, there's private sewer and a private septic tank and private water, which is satisfactory.
Correct.
And
for a business use, it would be satisfactory?
Yes,
yes, small business.
We have not gone to Milford to ask to be included in an expanded district, if that's your question, sir.
Okay. Is Hartstone in Milford?
Yes.
It's in. Hearthstone's in.
They're part of Milford. So it's just on the other side of the street that's out. Okay.
They are within the sanitary sewer district as well. It was expanded for them.
Okay. And is your intention to connect to that, do you think?
I don't know the answer to that. Do you and Bill plan on asking Milford to include your lot within the sanitary sewer district?
We asked them right after we purchased the property, and they said at that time they weren't interested in coming out. Of course, a lot has changed in the last year, and actually, if they came by, we would hook into it.
Okay. Yeah. The ten trips per day. How does that calculate? I mean, with a dentist and an accountant, and is that over and above the employees that go in there? I don't understand that.
First of all, we think that from the beginning, the DelDOT report is a little incredible in that they recommend they write to you that the anticipated use of an office space or retail shops, either one or the other. They got the message that it could be up to two retail shops or two professional offices at the very beginning of the application, some 15 months ago.
Yes.
And their comment that it would change from B to E, the level of service, seems rather unbelievable to me. The 10 trips per day, I think we could comply with it, but I don't think you're bound to put a condition on our application that we generate 10 trips per day. I would ask you not to.
After the dentist and the hygienist show up, you can only have 8 other people?
And I think that's unreasonable. I know that my kids in my house generate more than 10 trips per day. So I would ask you to discount that recommendation.
What about signage? Would you be requesting signage on Route 1 as opposed to Wilkins Road?
Our signage in the conditions that I've recommended to you, our signage would be limited by the B1 district. Arnold, perhaps you could describe what kind of signs you have in mind. They obviously have to comply with the code.
Well, the Sussex County code would probably be one on the Route 1 side. On the southbound.
The corner lot, it could be on both.
With this use, would we have to, he mentioned accountant and dentist and real estate, does it get a condition on, how does that get written in?
Typically in the past, on the other professional uses, the commission sort of given an idea what it means to be a professional use. It's like, here's some listings or similar uses, just so it's kind of an idea. I was looking at one that was done before, and it talked about professional services such as law offices, accountant offices, engineering offices, real estate offices, doctor's offices, and similar professions. That's sort of how it's been done before.
Wouldn't that affect the parking?
Well, the parking, they're going to have to require with the parking, comply with the parking requirements that are in the code. And I, without looking at it, I can't remember how that's broken out.
Well, the parking requirements basically are 200 square foot.
Yeah. I don't think it's
one per 200 square feet of office space, and that's different for doctors. It's number
right.
one. So many for doctors and so many for employees.
So if you're a doctor, you have a different.
The way it's calculated is different.
Right.
You get so many spaces for clients, so the doctor, and then you get so many one for two employees.
Okay.
Mr. Burton, we would comply, and we don't have any objection to the condition stating that we will supply adequate parking for whichever use.
Yeah, great.
And the list that Vince just mentioned is satisfactory.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you. No further questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sir, do you know if there's going to be a need or a requirement for a stormwater management plan with the amount of parking that's going to be proposed?
We're not disturbing a sufficient area to require stormwater management. If it's required, if we get notified by soil conservation, there's ample room for stormwater management on the premises.
Okay. No further questions.
Mr. Gordy.
No questions.
Smith?
Just one, just to have it on the record, a question for Mr. Lank. And that'd be, Mr. Lank, if this application is acted on favorably and hypothetically the city of Milford annexes it in X amount of years, this conditional use thing goes away and
as soon as it were to be annexed, it becomes a jurisdiction of the town.
Okay.
And they would have to deal with the town, and I would assume the town would consider it nonconforming by its existence.
Thank you.
Mr. Lank?
No questions.
Yeah.
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
All right, gentlemen, we thank you. Invite you to take a seat nearby, and I'll see if anyone here has an interest in your application.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1751, Dartmouth Ventures, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1751? Is there anyone on the commission that has any questions?
Well, I was waiting for Mr. Fuqua to raise his hand.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.